The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings. This flash briefing is brought to you by Genentech, the makers of a new FDA-approved treatment for SMA. To learn about our study results across different types of people with SMA, visit approvedforsma.com. That's approvedforsma.com.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Marta Figueredo. Gene therapy given directly to spinal canal might be safer with silencing step. By taking advantage of a natural process of gene silencing, a new gene therapy approach appears to prevent the toxicity to dorsal root ganglion, or DRG, a specific cluster of sensory neurons seen in non-human primates during gene therapy studies for neurological disorders, researchers report. The approach successfully protected the primate's DRG from excessive activity of the introduced gene, known as a transgene, and subsequent toxicity without affecting the transgene's activity elsewhere in the nervous system. DRG inflammation and toxicity was observed in non-human primates after spinal canal injection of AVXS-101, approved as Zolgensma when given as an intravenous infusion, prompting a partial hold of a Phase 1-2 trial to allow for further investigation. That trial, called STRONG, is testing intrathecal injection of this gene therapy in children with spinal muscular atrophy between 6 months and 5 years old. The study, microRNA-mediated inhibition of transgene expression reduces dorsal root ganglion toxicity by AAV vectors in primates, was published in the journal Science Translational Medicine. We believe this new approach could improve safety in gene therapy universally, as well as in SMA. Juliet Hordeau, Ph.D., the study's first author at University of Pennsylvania's Perelman School of Medicine, said in a press release. Added Hordeau, who is also Senior Director of Translational Research for Penn Medicine's Gene Therapy Program, quote, "This approach could be used to design other gene therapy carriers to repress transgene activity in the cell types that are affected by the toxicity and not others, which is critical because you need such activity everywhere else to effectively treat the disorder. Gene therapy works to deliver a functional version of a gene to correct or replace a faulty gene within specific cells in the body. Most therapy approaches today use a modified and harmless adeno-associated virus, or AAV, as a carrier for the working gene, a vehicle to transport it to a target cell. But previous studies, including primate work by Penn researchers, showed that AAV-based gene therapies targeting the central nervous system can damage the DRG, a cluster of neurons of the spinal nerve that bring sensory information from the periphery to the spinal cord. Notably, DRG toxicity was observed in studies regardless of the therapy's route of administration, directly into the bloodstream or into the spinal canal. No reports of such toxicity in humans, including children treated in STRONG, are known. Conventional immunosuppressive regimens were ineffective in preventing this toxicity, strongly indicating that an excessive immune response was not its cause. This led Hordeau and her Penn colleagues to evaluate whether the damage was related to excessive levels of the transgene's product, which could cause cellular stress. To test their idea, they took advantage of RNAi, a natural process of gene silencing, in which microRNA molecules bind to a specific messenger RNA, targeting it for destruction and preventing the production of that protein. mRNA is the molecule derived from DNA, used as a template for protein production. Since the MIR-183 complex is specifically produced in sensory tissues and organs such as dorsal root ganglion, the researchers introduced MIR-183 sequence targets at the end of the transgene sequence in AVV. With this, any mRNA produced from the transgene would be destroyed in DRG neurons by the naturally present MIR-183, preventing protein production in these cells. Researchers then compared the effects of administering AAV with a transgene containing or not containing MIR-183's sequence targets into the cerebrospinal fluid of non-human primates. Introducing MIR-183 sequence targets in the transgene were found to significantly reduce its mRNA levels and subsequent toxicity in DRG neurons without affecting the transgene's mRNA levels elsewhere in the primate's brain. Steroids given to primates treated with unmodified AAVs, in contrast, failed to alleviate DRG damage, despite their known anti-inflammatory and immunosuppressive effects. This ineffectiveness was consistent with the proposal that immune system activity does not mediate this neuronal toxicity, the researchers wrote. We were concerned about the DRG toxicity that was observed in most of our non-human primate studies, said James M. Wilson, MD, PhD, the study's senior author and gene therapy program director and a professor of medicine and pediatrics at Penn Medicine. Wilson added, quote, this modified viral vector shows great promise to reduce DRG toxicity and should facilitate the development of safer AAV-based gene therapies for many CNS diseases. Novartis gene therapy Zolgensma, when given directly into the bloodstream, is currently available for use in newborns and toddlers up to age 2 with any type of SMA in the USA and Japan, and to those with almost all types who weigh up to about 46 pounds in Europe. To meet a U.S. Food and Drug Administration request for a pivotal confirmatory study of the gene therapy's use with older SMA patients who would be treated via intrathecal injection, Novartis plans to launch a new AVXS-101 IT trial. This administration route is favored for those beyond toddler age, and it is thought to better target the motor neurons damaged by the disease. According to the company, this IT trial cannot include U.S. sites until the hold on Strong is lifted.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
This flash briefing is made possible by a sponsorship from Genentech. Are you living with SMA, or are you a caregiver for someone who is? A new treatment has just been FDA approved based on studies of different types of people living with SMA. Genentech extends a special thanks to all of the individuals, families, and healthcare providers who participated in the studies that led to making this new treatment option a reality. To learn more about this new treatment, visit approvedforsma.com.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forum's moderator and blogger. Yay! Home at last! Since November 17th, I've been in quarantine due to coming down with virus symptoms and subsequently testing positive. Fortunately, my case was mild and no one I've had contact with, including Mom, has come down with it. Although the caregiver I believe exposed me did test positive. Everyone should be in the clear now. To avoid exposing multiple caregivers, Mom and I agreed to quarantine at her house. Of course, that limited my access to reliable technology or the setups I'm used to for accessibility. Despite that, we managed to keep busy and not drive each other insane. HBO's free preview weekend helped. Two thumbs up for Ford vs. Ferrari. Now I have some catching up to do. I've got mail to sort and phone calls to return, not to mention recordings, end-of-the-year business, and continuing making adjustments to the new wheelchair in hopes of making it more comfortable. Plus, I'm switching to Evrysdi. I'm about a month out from when my Spinraza injection is due, so fingers crossed the transition goes well and the Spinraza slump doesn't hit me too hard before I start the new medication. Did I mention it's almost Christmas? Thankfully, I'm an early bird shopper, so I've almost got everyone covered. Usually I make Christmas cards and put together homemade gifts. Maybe not this year. One of my mottos is do what you can. I have to keep reminding myself of that. I can only do so much, and I have to give myself a little grace. How are you all doing? Have you been able to escape illness? Do you enjoy the holidays, or do they stress you out? If they do, remember, just do what you can. Everything else can wait. That's all I have for you today. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good day, everyone. We'll talk again soon.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.